Well, shares of Peloton are facing an uphill ride here. Shares bouncing back today, but not before losing $2.5 billion in its market cap. Those steep declines came after reports the company is halting production of its fitness products. Let's bring in Andrew Boone. He is JMP Securities, the Citizens Company Managing Director, Research Analyst. Andrew, it's been a bit of a rough ride, not to use the pun here, on Peloton over the last day. Those reports first came out. The company said, well, it's not all production. What do you make of, number one, of the stock move, but about where the company is positioned right now?
Yeah, we continue to view Peloton as a best-in-class connected fitness product, right? We love the bike. We think it's head and shoulders above the rest of the industry in terms of the experience, the digital library, brand awareness, just the overall consumer offering. Yet at the same time, it's pretty clear to us that the bigger picture macro pull forward of demand means that we're going to have a pretty tough 2022 in terms of consumer demand, right? Just fewer people are building in-home gyms. And so what was, you know, triple-digit growth over the last number of years is now going to slow as we look to 2022, given these macro headwinds.
And so with that, we got a little bit more detail on the subscribers ending connected fitness subscriptions of approximately 2.77 million versus the previously provided guidance of 2.8 to 2.85 million, even in some of those advanced numbers that we got ahead of the earnings report. And so even going out from here, we look across the connected devices that they have right now and the active monthly workouts that they're seeing. And that was already in decline and really kind of correlating to when some of those in-premise or on-premise or IRL fitness experiences reopen. So what do you expect to see on the workouts front? Because that, too, is one of the major selling points if people are buying into a couple thousand dollar connected fitness device.
Yeah, I think the recent trend in overall workouts was really due to seasonality. And so as we've gotten into 4Q, you know, there's now snow on the ground in some places. It's just colder outside. You usually see an uptick in terms of 4Q as well as 1Q for workouts, just given the weather patterns. So I would expect that to normalize in the upcoming quarters. In terms of connected fitness demand overall and the product, you know, Peloton has multiple drivers for growth, right? There's international market expansion. There's new products that could be launched. You know, there's long been rumored of rower out there. We've done the work in terms of looking at website traffic growth and tonal as well as hydro, both categories, which Peloton doesn't really address today well, are growing year over year. And so you're seeing actually demand overall for connected fitness devices. It just may be in areas that Peloton has yet to address. Right, they've launched the Peloton Guide, which is more like a mirror product, but they yet to have a resistance or actually a connected weights product that could lead to incremental demand from consumers.
Andrew, who do you think provides the biggest competition right now to Peloton? I mean, that's one argument here is that sure, they have really been a leader in this space, but there's a lot of other players here now.
Yeah, no, it's, and look, it's a fair argument, right? Tonal's raised $600 million, Hydro's raised $200 million. There's a lot of capital that's come into the space overall. And look, you know, if I go on Instagram, I'm scrolling through, I see my Peloton ads. And now I also see, you know, I think Fight Camp ads, I see Hydro ads. There's just more competition across the space. And as I think Brad mentioned, there's more competition for in real life fitness as well, right? You can go back to your boutique fitness provider. You can go back to a SoulCycle class, Orange Theory. And so Peloton, look, it's a best in class consumer experience, yet at the same time, there are now more options. And so there are fewer people that are building in-home gyms. So if you go back and you look at the trends, kind of go back to 2019, right? Prior to the pandemic, what we're looking at for 2022 on our estimates, we're up 3x from those levels, right? The problem is that even us being up 3x from pre-pandemic levels, it still implies year-over-year declines, just given the massive pull forward that we had in 2021.
Even as the company had pushed back against some of the production halt stories and reports that had come out. We do have the statement, of course, that the company still did put out addressing the efforts to kind of put off some of these and identify some of these reductions in operating expenses, building a more focused Peloton moving forward, variable cost structure, all of these things that they're approaching and kind of trying to navigate through right now. How would you read through what they said to anticipate where they're going to make some significant changes?
Yeah. So I think there are two big components in terms of operational kind of optimizations going forward. One is on the production side. And so looking backwards, Peloton bought a Taiwanese factory. So they now own their own production internationally. They also bought Precor, right, which has a factory in North Carolina. They've committed to building a factory in Ohio that's set to open in 2023. So if you look at the production numbers that kind of were stated, I think a couple quarters ago, Peloton has about 2 million units of capacity. So again, going back to our estimates for 22, we're talking about 1.3 million units with more capacity coming online the following year. And so, okay, so what does that mean, right? Is the way to optimize profitability for a factory is to optimize your utilization of those fixed costs. And so look, Peloton invested across their entire last mile delivery chain. They invested across production. And so now they're having to find ways to rationalize those investments as demand has slowed. On the operating expense side, you know, Peloton has invested in marketing. That probably is now going to get pulled back, as well as just experiencing double-digit growth basically for the entire history of the company, which is 10 years. And so these guys have built a cost structure that expected further growth. You know, I think one of the press reports said that they expected growth in the industry overall to be flat for 2022. That's likely how they planned headcount. And so now as we're starting to see growth slow, right? And so, you know, Brad, to your earlier point, these guys missed their connected fitness number for 4Q. That's what they reported last night. It's a miss. And so it appears that growth is slowing through 4Q, and our checks suggest that it's slowing again in January. So to that end, you know, the investments they made across their personnel was probably a little too high. If you go back just even a quarter. And so now that has to be right-sized on a go-forward basis, just given a slower growth profile.
All right, we'll be watching closely to see what type of restructuring or cuts that may even mean for Peloton in the near future. Andrew Boone, JMP Securities, a Citizens Company Managing Director, Research Analyst. Thanks for joining us here on the day, and have a great weekend as well.